Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Amen. Let's stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter number 20, and I want to pick up reading in verse number 7. The Bible said this: "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." Y'all think I'm long-winded every once in a while. He preached till midnight. The Bible said this, in verse number 8, "There were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. There sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sank down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted." Father, I love you today, and I pray that over the next few minutes, God, that you would help us as we look into your word. I pray, God, that you'd give us a clear understanding, Father, of the scriptures this morning. God, I pray, Lord, that the practical application that we bring out of it today would find a lodging place in the hearts of the hearers. God, I pray that if there's any here lost, God, that you'd save them today. Any here out of your will, God, may you bring them back close to you again today. God, I pray, Lord, that you would breathe on us today. God, we stand in a place where in the arm of the flesh I'll do nothing but fail. But God, I pray that you'd help us to recall the things that we've studied and preach in power and unction and demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God today. We'll be careful to give you the praise, give you the glory, and give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated. When we read the story here, it's the story of a young man by the name of Eutychus. You've probably heard this story if you've been in church any time at all. But here's what I want to preach on for just a little while today: the danger of falling out of church. The danger of falling out of church. Now, I know what we probably think in our mind as soon as I say that. Well, preacher, I'm here today. You know what? I'm glad that you're here today. Hey, that makes me so happy. If it had just been my wife today, I'd have had to preach on wives be submissive to your husband. So I'm thankful that you're here today. But you know, we're really all just one choice away from getting out of church. I was thinking about this. There are many who were once here faithful that are not here now. Matter of fact, I thought about this week. I thought, man, if everybody that was once faithful to our church was here today, we wouldn't have a parking lot to put them in, and we wouldn't have a building to hold them. What happened? They fell out of church for some reason. Matter of fact, if you was to go to the church office today and read the bylaws of our church, if you're a member of our church and you don't come for 3 months, you become an inactive member. And if you don't come for 6 months after that, according to our bylaws, then you're removed from the role of our church. And I wonder how many used to be on that role. Man, they used to be faithful. Brother Roberts, you've been here just practically since the church was started. They was faithful. They was in church, man. They was in their place. They was in leadership. But something along the way happened, and now they fell out of church. That's exactly what happens here to Eutychus in this story. He falls out of church. He falls out of church. I thought about this. You know what? Somebody don't just wake up one morning and decide, I'm never going back to church again. Somebody just don't wake up one morning and go, you know what? I think I'll not be faithful to church anymore. I can say this to you. I believe that it happens gradually. Little by little, they begin to miss this. They begin to miss that. And before you know it, man, they're completely out of church. I thought about this as I read this morning the story. And upon the first day of the week, the Bible begins to talk to us here. And he talks about Sunday, they was in the house of God. Can I just say this to you in passing this morning? I remember a time when Sunday was the Lord's day. Can I just say it that way? I remember a time, now I'm not an old man. I'm just 45 years old. I'll be 46 on June the 27th. On June the 27th, I'll be 46. And if you didn't know my birthday, it's June the 27th, all right? But I'll be 46 years old. But I can remember a time when you didn't do nothing but go to the house of God on Sunday. I can remember, it's going to get quiet before I get to the next point, or before I ever even get started preaching probably. But I can remember a time, man, when businesses wasn't open on Sunday. I can remember a time when you didn't go out to eat on Sunday. I can remember a time on Sundays you got up, you got dressed for the house of God, you went to the house of God, you come home and took a Sunday afternoon nap. Are you hearing me? Somebody said preach right there. I'm going to get a few amens. And you know what you did on Sunday night? You went back to church. Amen. You went back to the house of God. It wasn't a time for this or a time for that. But anymore, Sunday's just another day. It's another day to wash the car. It's another day to cut the grass. It's another day to go trade on something. It's another day to make home repairs. It's another day to, quote unquote, cook for the family. No, it's a day to be at the house of God, worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He did still say this in the Word of God, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What is he talking about? He's talking about the coming of the Lord. And he's saying this to us, as the coming of the Lord gets closer and closer to us, we should be going to church more and not less. The word forsaken means this: to desert, to abandon, or to leave behind. To so many today, that's what church has become. There are so many people today who have abandoned the church. They've abandoned their area of service in the church. They've abandoned their family because they're not taking them to church. And ultimately, they've abandoned the Lord. One preacher said it this way, I was reading after this week. He said, I've got a church that has divers disease. He said they have died for the mountains. They have died for the beach. And at 12 o'clock they dive for the door. I thought that was pretty funny. He said they had divers problems. I thought about this as we look at this man by the name of Eutychus. What happened to him? What causes people to fall out of church? You know, the first thing somebody would say is this: well, my feelings got hurt. Well, the preacher didn't talk to me when I think he should have talked to me. Or the preacher's wife was a snob. She was awful. She was rude. She was ugly. She didn't treat me right. I can believe some of that. Are you with me? That's the first thing everybody goes to, is it not? Well, you just don't know the way I was treated. Time out just a minute. Have you been treated the best by everybody around you? Probably not. Have you went to, you know what? I don't even go to Walmart anymore because I hate ringing my own stuff up. Somebody say amen right there. I hate bagging my own groceries. I've done that when I was 16 and 17 years old at Food Lion in Yadkinville. Are you with me? But you know what? If you go to any restaurant very many times, you're not going to get treated right. If you go to, and I'm not knocking healthcare facilities, I know there's a ton of people here works in it, but if you go to any healthcare facility at some point in time, you're not going to be treated the way that you think you need to be treated. But you know what happens when something goes wrong? You're going to go back to that healthcare facility. But boy, when it comes to church, when it comes to the house of God, when it comes, amen, preacher, you're unwell. So a lot of people says this, well, I just wasn't treated the way that I needed to be. Well, the church just don't have nothing to offer me. Well, what did you offer the church? You know, that's the first question a lot of people says. What do you have to offer my family? What does your family have to offer us? Are you with me this morning, man? The church house. Well, let me show you two or three things that I believed caused him to fall out the window. It's this, very simply, but what led to this? He fell asleep. He fell asleep. Let me show you some things about falling asleep. Number one, I see this. Before you go to sleep, a lot of times, there is a dazing. A dazing. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Watch this. You ever walked by somebody and went, and they didn't do anything? Every once in a while, Madeline is learning about growing up. Madeline's on third shift at Baptist right now, and she'll come home and she'll sit down, and Brother Greg, she'll just go. And I say it this way a lot of times, hey boys, the lights are on, but there ain't nobody at home. I thought about this. What happened to Eutychus? Maybe he just began dazing. Maybe he just began dazing. You know what? There's a lot of times you Sunday school teachers will watch people in your class and all of a sudden they're not in your class no more. They may be sitting there. You'll stand up to preach and, oh, they may be in the pew or they may be in the chair or they may be in the choir, but boy, really deep down inside, they're not at home anymore. They just began dazing. Maybe Eutychus was sitting there and Eutychus just began dazing. Number two, watch this. I'm going to preach fast this morning. Number two, I thought about this. He started dazing, but after his dazing came dozing. Are you with me? Every once in a while, I don't drive much at night because I get to dazing. And after I get to dazing, I get to dozing. And every once in a while, Miss Leslie will go, are you awake? Yeah, I'm awake. Leave me alone. Forgive me, Lord, for lying. What happens? They begin dozing. They begin dozing. What happens when you begin dozing? You begin not to realize really what's going on around you. You begin not to realize that there's a car in the lane beside of you, and if you're not careful, you're going to go over on it and you're going to hit it. And whenever you hit it, it's not just going to hurt you, but it's going to hurt those in the car with you, and it's going to hurt those in the car beside of you. Does anybody understand what the preacher's preaching this morning? What happened? Here's what happened. Eutychus was sitting there. Eutychus was listening to one of the greatest, if not the greatest, preachers of all times besides the Lord Jesus Christ. He's listening to the Apostle Paul preach. And he begins dozing. For one reason or another, what causes people a lot of times to begin dozing is they lose interest. They take the opportunity to assemble together for granted. They take the opportunity to sit together in heavenly places for granted. Here's what happens when people start dozing. They began to miss a little bit. Say, preacher, it's Sunday morning. I know it's Sunday morning. I know you're here, but listen to me preach this morning. You ever saw those that, man, they was faithful Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Sunday school, prayer meeting. It didn't matter what was going on. They was there work day. They just didn't come for homecoming because of the food. They was here before homecoming to help prepare the food. And all of a sudden, Brother Stan stands up to teach one Sunday morning, or Brother Matt stands up to teach one Sunday morning in the adult classes, and guess what? Well, I guess they must be running late this morning. Their wife woke up late. She ain't got her face put on yet. Y'all with me? Hey, you know what the good thing is about living beside the church and being married with three daughters also? It don't matter if they've got their face on or not. I can walk right on up to the house of God. So, Brother Stan, we think in our mind, well, you know what? That maybe they just wasn't feeling good this morning. They had a flat tire. They drove something the size of Ford and it wouldn't start. And then we get Sunday morning. Boy, they come in. Man, I hate I missed Sunday school this morning. And then a few weeks goes by and all of a sudden I stand up one Wednesday night to preach. Well, I wonder where ORP is this morning. I can pick on RP a little bit. I wonder where ORP is tonight. You know, he's always here. And if he's not, you know, RP usually will text me and say, "Preacher, somebody had problems with bed bugs and I'm having to go kill them today." Or, "Preacher, my wife's just rebellious tonight and she's making me stay home with her." Or, you know, I'm just picking. He'll say, but I'll get home and I'll say something like this, "You know, Miss Leslie, I wonder where RP was tonight. He didn't text me, didn't call, and I wonder where ORP was tonight." Then a few weeks go by and all of a sudden, Brother Stan and Brother Matt stands up. You say, "Preach, I wish you'd preach. I'm preaching real good." You stand up to teach and, well, you know what? Well, RP, he ain't sitting in class again. Then he comes in, sits down for Sunday morning, but Sunday night rolls around and, well, he ain't standing there. And choir's getting ready to sing. The preacher's walking around on the platform trying to figure out where he's at. Wonder where RP's at. Let me tell you what's happened. Here's what's happened. RP just didn't wake up one morning and he's sitting here. He's faithful all the time. I can use him as an example, okay? RP just didn't wake up one morning and go, "You know what? I think I'll never go back to church. I think I'll never read my Bible again. I think you said, preacher, I'm still reading my Bible. Even though I don't go to church, you don't have to be at church to worship God. I understand you don't have to be at church to worship God, but you've got to be at church to be right with God and for your worship to be right. You got to be right with God." You say, "You can't prove that out of the Bible. You just showed your ignorance to the Bible. I just read you a verse that said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together." It is in the Word of God. We begin to question this. Well, I wonder why the preacher said that. And the preacher said this. I wonder why the Sunday school teacher said that. I wonder about this and I wonder about that. And all of a sudden, he begins dozing. He begins dozing. You know what comes after his dozing? I thought about this. Let me just time out for just a second. I thought about this. I just wonder if anybody noticed him dozing. I wonder when he came in if he initially sat in the window. Or I wonder if he sat somewhere else and then got up and moved to the window. And then while he was sitting in the window, I just wonder, Brother Jonathan, if somebody seen him go. And probably they said something like this, "You know what? I've been noticing old Eutychus lately. He ain't been acting like he used to. He ain't been coming like he used to." I wonder if anybody went over and said, "Hey, Eutychus, you better get out of the window, man. Eutychus, you're dozing off. Eutychus, there's great danger here. Eutychus, get out of the window." You know what we do so many times when we see people begin to doze? Here's what we do. We begin to question this and question that. Well, I wonder why they don't come to church. I wonder what they're going through. I wonder why they ain't faithful no more. How about somebody saying, hey, you're beginning to, well, I'll offend them. Well, so what if we offend them? They're going to get offended over something today. His dozing. After his dozing came this, the Bible said, that Eutychus being fallen into a deep sleep. Eutychus completely goes to sleep. You know what? When you go to sleep, you miss out on a lot of things. I'm going to say something this morning. And I don't want nobody to get sideways with me, but I'm just going to be real honest. If all you do is find the bad at Amazing Grace Baptist Church, you're asleep. You're asleep. You're in a deep sleep. If you can't leave Amazing Grace Baptist Church going, man, God's been good to us. Boy, look at what God's doing. Look at the way God's blessing. If you leave going, well, I wonder where I'll sit the next time. I wonder if somebody do this. I wonder if somebody will do that. Guess what? You're asleep, man. You're asleep. Look around at what the Lord is doing. And when we go to sleep, we miss out on a lot of things. I thought about this. I've went to sleep before. At our house, there's not many action movies that is played. Usually if there's any action movies that's played, it's John Wayne. Are you with me? But there sure is a lot of Barbie movies, or a lot of Princess movies, or a lot of Heffalump movies. And that's pretty good, by the way. But a lot of Heffalump movies, the Winnie the Pooh, y'all know all those. And you know what, Brother Jim, I've went to sleep about 3 minutes into them usually. And I get done, and here's what I always say. Well, what did I miss? And Victoria will say, Daddy, you missed the best part. This happened and this happened. Or Olivia will say, well, John Wayne come riding in and shot everybody and rescued them. And his leg got blowed half off. And he shot 42 times with his six shooter. Are you with me? I mean, that's a quick load. And I'll say, well, man, whenever I fell asleep, John was about to die. And she'll say, oh, no, the engines didn't get him, man. He come up out of there, and she'll tell me the story, and she'll say this, you missed it. Let me tell you what happened on Monday night and Tuesday night because you was asleep. You missed it. You missed it. Tuesday night, Brother Hazlett, absolutely. Monday night was tremendous, but Tuesday night, he preached the house down, man. Let me tell you what happens when we go to sleep. It started with this. He just began dazing, and then he began dozing. And before you know it, man, he's in a deep sleep. Watch this. I'm about done. Watch this. After his deep sleep was a dying. What did the Bible say? The Bible said he sunk down, was asleep, and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. Now, I want you to hear what I'm fixing to say to you. I am not preaching we can lose our salvation. Salvation is once and for all. Somebody say amen right there. I've not been saved multiple times. I've been saved one time. But let me give you a verse this morning. The Bible said in Psalms 85:6, wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? Here's what the word revive means. It means to return to life, to recover to life. Can I say something to you? Here's what happens, man. They begin dazing. They begin dozing. They end up in a deep sleep. And ultimately, they end up dying. They're no longer in the house of God. They'll bounce in, they'll bounce out. And what they need is this. They need the Lord to revive them again.
What did he say? He said this in 2 Peter 1:9. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged. Now, I've preached all morning to get to my last point. Number five, I see his deliverance. I see his deliverance. You see, Eutychus just wasn't left laying outside. So many times, and I want you to hear me, and I want you to listen to me carefully. So many times when somebody gets out of church, we look down our nose and we say this, I saw that coming. You might as well holler amen. Said, preacher, how do you know? I've heard some of you say it. I saw that coming. I knew that was going to happen anyway. I've already, boy, I saw them dazing and dozing. I saw them go to sleep. Did you go wake them up? You say, well, I'm not the pastor here. Last time I checked, the pastor wasn't the only one that was supposed to warn other people and try to help them. It's supposed to be the whole church. After all, are we not the family of God? His deliverance, he falls out. And look what the Bible says. And was taken up dead. And Paul went down. You know what Paul done? Paul went to where he was at. Paul went to where he was at. Now, a lot of people says this, and again, I don't want to get out of context, but a lot of people goes back to the prodigal son and talks about the father never going after the prodigal son, that the prodigal son had to come to himself, and then he came home and the father was standing there waiting on him. And I understand every bit of that, but I want to tell you something today. When we see somebody fall, hear me well. If one of these ladies, one of these old ladies, was to walk out that front door and was to trip and fall in the parking lot, you know what every one of us would do? We would run over there to them. I hope that we would and help them up. It is no different when we see somebody beginning to fall out of the house of God. We see them beginning to daze and to doze off. May God help us go to where they're at. Eutychus was headed down the wrong road, and I wonder if it could have been stopped if somebody would have just loved him. Boy, it's real quiet. I sat in my office this morning, and I usually will get the mail on Sunday afternoon from the past day or two and lay it on Miss Stephanie's desk, but I knew we weren't going to have service tonight. So I walked down to the mailbox and I got the mail. And whenever I opened the mailbox, I got the mail out, closed the mailbox up. That's a good habit to make. And I started walking up the hill, and I started, like anybody else would do, flipping through the mail. And Brother Brian, there was a letter in it from an individual, and I was like, why are they writing the letter? It's nobody from here. It's a situation from a missionary that we supported years ago. And I thought, why are they writing a letter? And I came up and I went through the mail real quick, and I could tell some things was financial things, so I put them over on Miss Stephanie's office, and I put the missions letters over in Miss Leslie's office, but I kept that one. Brother Matt, I took my letter opener and I opened it up and I pulled it out, and it said, Dear Former Supporting Church. And I thought, well, this is going to be interesting. And I began to read that letter. As I began to read that letter, they said this: I must first apologize for not telling the whole truth when I came off the field. And I thought, just like a lot of y'all, I thought, well, it's really getting ready to get interesting. I wonder what they're going to say. And this individual began to write this letter of apology to the church and take responsibility for some actions that they had made. And I'm telling you, it blowed my mind whenever I read it. You know what? The first thing I thought was this. Huh. You sure waited a long time. Thank you, Brother Stan, Miss Tanya, for being honest. You sure waited long enough. After all the support we sent you, after everything we done for you, thousands of dollars we helped you with, and now years down the road. And this verse came to my mind. Do you care to come start playing softly? Paul remembers Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Watch this. Considering thyself. Considering thyself. Lest thou also be overtaken.